A juvenile court judge in Salt Lake City is expected to decide today whether a 12-year-old boy should undergo chemotherapy against his parents' wishes. The boy's doctors and state officials say his life depends on that treatment. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Parker Jensen is the best-known 12-year-old in Utah, appearing nightly on television newscasts, often smiling and laughing as he jumps on a trampoline. He and his mother, Barbara, said he feels healthy in this story by reporter Marcos Ortiz of KUTV2 News.
I feel fine, like a normal person. I just want all this to go away and be normal.
He looks good. He's happy. The people that we met with in Houston that were kind of our buffer and liaison, they said there's no way that child could have cancer. He has way too much energy.
Barbara and Parker Jensen left Utah for Houston to seek alternative opinions and treatment. That defied a judge's order, placing Parker in state custody and requiring chemotherapy. His parents were charged with kidnapping. His father was arrested. Family and friends protested, including former neighbor Sherry Maurer.
It was horrifying to me because this is my family, this is your family, this is our neighbors' families. These are not, you know, crazy hill people that feed their child lettuce. All they want is what's right for Parker.
The Jensens are not raising religious objections to treatment. They simply don't believe chemotherapy is necessary, especially given the suffering the treatment itself can cause. That resistance could cost Parker his life, say doctors and child welfare officials. Attorney Molly McDonald is Parker's guardian ad litem, his court-appointed legal advocate.
The cells in his body won't make him sick right now. They will make him sick later when they metastasize and turn into tumors. So the fact that he currently appears to be healthy is not an indication that he's not suffering from this form of cancer.
The cancer is Ewing sarcoma, according to Parker's Utah doctors and oncologists in two other states. They're relying on biopsies on a tumor removed from Parker's mouth. That's suspicious to his parents because Ewing sarcoma is more common in bone than soft tissue. They also question whether any cancerous cells remain. Dr. Joseph Simone is a pediatric oncologist and sarcoma specialist who has directed or practiced in three of the nation's top cancer research centers.
In almost every single case, there is residual microscopic cancer, and untreated it will grow. So the time to treat it is when there is a very small microscopic amount, because the smaller the tumor, the easier it is to treat and the easier it is to eradicate.
Parker's Utah doctors say his chance of survival now with chemotherapy is 70%. It drops to 20% if the cancer grows and spreads. That's why the state took drastic action. But Parker's mother, Barbara, told KUTV2 News that she and her husband simply want to make sure by consulting more doctors.
It never occurred to me that through trying to do everything you can to find out what your child has, that the state could intervene and try to take him away.
The Jensen family's supporters vow to rally tomorrow at the state capitol and to change Utah law to block this kind of state intervention. The pressure and the publicity have already led to the suspension of arrest warrants, at least until tonight, and prompted negotiations between the Jensens and state officials. A state juvenile court judge will decide today how to proceed. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.